But I'm subject to the Spirit and whatever way He wants us to move. Amen. Amen. It's all right with me. Amen. Because God knows what we need. Amen. Then I ask you to turn to your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 58. Amen. I got my eyes on the clock, so I'm praying cut off a certain time. If we don't get done, we'll pick it back up. Because, amen. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. You have that? Would you say amen? Yeah. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up that voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. We want to talk about tonight fasting and prayer. Amen. We're not doing all the fasting with no praying. We're not doing all the praying with no fasting. The time we live in, we better add some fasting. Amen. To our prayers. Amen. Amen. Cry aloud. I'm reading it again. Chapter 58 of Isaiah. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up that voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgressions. Or show my people their shortcomings. Or their violations of my law or commandments or sin. Amen. Show my people their transgression. And the house of Jacob their sins. Verse 2 says, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They asked of me the ordinance of justice. They take a delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflict our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure. Okay, we want to kind of back up. Speaking here in the book of Isaiah, it says, show my people their transgression. Show my people where they come short at. Amen. Why when they crying out to God, they praying to God, they feel like that. Well, Lord, I'm crying out to you. I'm praying to you, but I'm seeing like nothing going on. So I don't see no changes in the situation. It says they seek me daily and they want to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. And this is what they say. Lord, we have fasted, they say, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? And you don't take no knowledge, God. Behold, the Lord is going to tell you why sometimes your breakthroughs are not breakthroughs like they need to be, because amen. How many know it's the right way to fast and it's the wrong way to fast? Amen. Amen. We just get up one morning and say we're going on the fast. We haven't really just planned on like going on the fast. Like, let's God just give you that fast. We just like, I'm going without a meal, then I'm doing this and doing that, but we're not really consecrated like we need to be to the Lord on our fast. Amen. It says, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteous and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. And this is what they say. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? And he's saying, this is the reason while they're saying this, he be letting them know this is why you're not seeing the results or the breakthroughs like you need to. It says, behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure in exact all your labors. On the fast, you do everything but pray and seek me. And it says, this is what he's saying. You run here, you run there. I'm just putting my own words. You do this, you do. You give attention to everything while you're on the fast instead of me. And we know that we on jobs, you got to work and stuff. You can work, but you have to go to work. You have to go to work. But there's a way God will keep you. He can to keep you where you're not caught up in a lot of stuff and things at work. Still set to the side. So it said in verse 3, it said, behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. In other words, you find things that makes you, you find gratification of things that you like to do. It can be sitting watching TV all day. Or it can be sitting texting on your phone. It can be things you want to do. You do all that on the fast. He letting you know this is why you're going to see breakthroughs. Amen. I'm just breaking it on down to you. Say, in the day of your fast, you run here, run there. In so many words, you trying to take care of this person. That you're doing all your labors. Maybe you're cleaning the house from the front to the back. You're doing extra stuff that you don't need to be doing. Amen. So it's saying, you behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. And then it's the verse 4, say, ye fast, behold, ye fast for strife. In other words, you fast, your heart is not right. You got strife in your heart. You're angry, you're bitter over issues and stuff. You got conflict, friction, and discord. You got a lot of going on the inside of you on the fast, instead of asking the Lord to create in me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit, keeping not having aughts and issues and conflict with people while you're on the fast. Amen? The only way if you have that, you should be fasting. Lord, I'm fasting to get this free from this. Deliver me from this. But he was just letting you know all these hindrances in the way. A lot of times people, they so quick to say, I fast and pray. But do you see results? Do I see results? We need to work on seeing results of our fast. So it's a right way to fast and a wrong way to fast. Amen? When you seek the Lord, it takes some time to seek the Lord. We don't seek the Lord in a hurry. Amen? We don't seek the Lord. They say read your Bible. So the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want read today. Or whatever. You know, we don't. That's not how you seek God. You seek the Lord. You take your time in seeking the Lord. Amen? So he can minister back to you. And it says, the verse 4, it says, behold, ye fast for strife and debate. You're quarreling, you're argumental, the disputation, disagreement. There's a lot of mess that's going on with you while you're trying to fast. You're not clear-minded trying to on this fast. So it's saying, behold, you fast for strife and debate. And then you can't smack somebody upside the head 1 minute or tell somebody off 1 minute, and then you tell them, I'm of God the next minute. You better get that right. Amen? If you want to see some breakthroughs in your fast. I say, behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite the fist with the wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day. Everybody reading that? That's what it's saying. It said, this is not the proper way to fast. It said, you shall not fast as you do this day. You know, I don't have nothing against people going on Daniel fast and all that fast, but a lot of people that's doing that because they say, but we got the 30 people going on Daniel fast. You know, it's nice if you're getting something out of that, but if you're just going on it so I can let everybody know I'm going, is it helping you? You want to see, is it helping you? So there's a right way to fast and a wrong way to fast. We're not supposed to broadcasting to everybody, I'm on this fast. You know. You don't have to do that. It's between you and the Lord when you're on the fast. Amen. It said, you shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. That's the wrong way to fast. You fast, you calling this fast, you're making an obligation to this fast with you and the Lord. Unless the church calls a corporate fast. Is this between you and the Lord, and you're talking to the Lord about many things that you desire for him to do for you on the fast. Verse 5 says, Is it such a fast that I have chosen? This is a question being asked. He's asking you, is this the kind of fast that I've chosen or not? It said, a day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush? And to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Would that call this a fast and acceptable unto the Lord? You got some people, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. But a lot of people that's doing things for show. Amen. In other words, it said, is it to bow down his head as a bulrush? Like a bush, a bulrush is a plant, a bush or something. Is it for you to do like, you know, just leaning over like that for you to walk around and say, I'm fasting today. You know, you walking around like a bulrush with your head down and everybody know I'm fasting today, y'all. No, that's not the kind of fast. And he was talking about the spreading of the sackcloth and ashes. You know, some people back then, that material of the sackcloth, I forgot they call it Berlin, the chemical that will afflict your flesh. Amen. You can do that if you want to, but we don't have to do that. You know, I'm so glad to know the truth. You should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. I don't want nothing itching and scratching on me. Amen. I'm already sometimes your skin itch. I don't need nothing to make me itch, scratch me to death. You do why? You know, somebody said, afflict your soul. You afflict your soul enough when you humble your flesh down. You don't have to have something burning you or itching or scratching. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. So it said I don't have to put no ashes on my head and all that kind of stuff. I don't have to do that. You just humble yourself. The Bible said humble yourself. It didn't tell you to you have to put ashes on you, do none of that stuff. It said humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and let him be the one to exalt you. When you humble yourself, that means you are obedient. You're submissive to his will. You're not stubborn willing. And you know, when God sees that you're stubborn and you got a strong will and a strong institution, he know how to sanctify your way. In my way, sometimes the stuff we go through because we have stood up like starch. I know I can't get no help here. Stood up, looks like spaghetti. Some things I'm flexible with God. Some things I shall not be moved. God said, "Okay, here come a fire." When that fire come, you be howling like the witch on the Wizard of Oz. Ah! I could resist that. Amen. Because it will burn everything. It'll humble you down. Amen. Amen. Because he loves you. Because if he lets you stay like that, you'd be on your way to a burning hell. Out of this, all disobedience is sin. Will you do what you want to do? Amen. And so it says to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him. Would that call this a fast or acceptable day of the Lord? He's asking the question. In other words, he is not, but he asked you the question. Do you call all this, you know, the meanness, the smiting, the fist with the witness, the strife, the envy, and you calling all that this acceptable to the Lord? It's like, no. That's not acceptable. But he's going to tell you the proper way to fast in verse 6. It said, "Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the band of wickedness." That's the purpose of fasting. To loose the band of wickedness. Whether wickedness in you or somebody that you're praying for. That's what fasting for. It's to loose, to set them free. To set yourself free. It says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens." You go on here, heavy burden, and later, that's what fasting is to do. It's to loose you from all of that. That's why I say you don't have to really have nobody lay hands on you. You can loose yourself. You get the right fast going. Not no ice cream fast and Daniel fast and we drink pop and eat burgers and fast and all this kind of stuff. I'm talking about a real right fast. A fast is that it means going without food. Fasting don't mean that you're eating. I don't know kind of. They got people got all kind of fast. You can fast for a period of time. You can fast for a period of time, or you can fast a long fast. As long as you're going without eating, candy on your fast, drinking pops. I don't know what kind of fast that is. That's not a fast. When you fast, you are not eating food at all. For a period of time, whether you're going on a half a day or whatever, you're not eating food. Not eating crackers either. Sucking on mints and everything. There's no fast. Back in the day, they didn't eat food or water. There's nothing wrong with drinking water. People come to the knowledge. It's nothing wrong. Water's not food. You need water for your body. Amen. You don't want to be dehydrated. It's not a food. But fasting, that means you're not feeding your flesh. Because the flesh gets strong. The more you feed it, the stronger it's going to get. If a lot of people knew that, you wouldn't be having so many people 300, 400 pounds overweight. If they would know the truth of that, because they can't do nothing. If they get that big, they can't hardly do nothing. They can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly walk or nothing. Their weight can really be harmful. The more you get feed its flesh, the appetite, it gets stronger. It gets so strong, no spirit hardly can't move like it wants to. Because your mind is, you're feeding the mind, you're feeding your emotion, you're feeding everything. Can I get amen? Amen. And people that don't have husband or companion, you really need to seek the Lord. But it's being honest. They don't tell you like it did a long time ago. You need the Bible say a woman's not married, care for the things of the Lord. A man, you know, he had Paul. If he said, if you can buy about like me, but if you can't, you get married. But why are you not? You need to be seeking the Lord and praying and fast because your flesh can get the best of you. Yes, it can. And the more you feed it, it'll stir up all of them emotions. And you wonder, like, you feel like I'm overtaken? Because you're feeding the flesh more than your spirit. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Amen. Okay. And it says, is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo heavy burden. Fasting is to loose the band of wickedness, whether wickedness in you or somebody else you're praying for. And to undo heavy burdens. Heavy burdens mean I'm oppressed, I'm depressed, I'm discouraged. It's to set you free. And they're oppressed free. That you will break every yoke. It didn't say break some yokes, that you break every yoke. And it says, verse 7, say, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? You're not just selfishly thinking about yourself. You don't mind helping nobody else, especially if they're in need. You don't go around here with no wisdom, just standing up helping strangers all on the street. Now time we living in, you got to use wisdom. Ask God who to put on your heart to help if he leads you to do that. It said, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bringest the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Now see, that's the part right there. People go on a fast. When you go on a fast, the right kind of fast God has chosen, God will show you some things about, not by Jane and Bobby and Sue. He's going to show you some stuff about yourself first. He's going to show you where you got shortcomings. So you can say, well, boy, I didn't know. I don't want that on me. He'll show you yourself. It said that to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. And it says, let me go back to verse 7. It says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? And when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not. It don't say hide yourself. It say hide not thyself from thy own flesh. God point out to you and say, you like this, that right there. You know, you're this way. You can't say, that ain't me. You got to say, yeah, I need some help with that. I need to get it right. He's showing you that so you can be helped. Amen. If God will show you some things that you don't have to worry about people pointing them out to. God show you, amen, so you can get the help you need. Amen. We need to look into God's mirror, which is his word, and see, are we lining up? Are we like God want us to be? This is like people go out the house, they don't look in the mirror at themselves. That's why you see such big messes out here. Little messes, big messes, whatever. Because people don't look, they don't have mirrors, though. They look in them. If they got them, they don't look in them. Let's go out the house and show everything. You know, when you looked in the mirror, you would say, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have went out the house like that. Don't look at yourself. This is God's word right here. This is a mirror. You take time to live holy. You take time to live right. You look in the mirror and see, you know, is this pleasing to the Lord? Am I lining up where God want me to be? And it says, verse 8, then shall thy light break forth. Say it after you do all this. If you fast away, starting from the 6th verse on down, you do it my way. He said, after you do all that and acknowledge that you ain't got it together, I got some shortcomings here, Lord, you should point out things in my life. If the Lord tell you, you got an attitude problem, you got to actually believe the Lord. And you know, yeah. Ever since something come your way and then you get all upset about it, you tell somebody else, and that's a regular thing, that's a problem. But God going to keep pointing out. He keeps showing it to you because that's a problem. You got to say, Lord, help me. You can't say, oh, no, I that ain't me. That's them. I know something that I was telling the Lord the other day. I think I was, was one of the biggest things that I found myself being short with. And I'm one real quick. I don't sit there and act like that's not a problem. Because if you keep acting like something's not a problem, it's going to smack you great big in the face down the road. I want to be ordering something, or checking on order or something that I've ordered through the magazine or something. And you know, I mean, these people got to have a job just like I got to have one. We all got to have one. But I can't understand the thing they say sometimes and just get so annoyed. I just find myself getting so annoyed. Then I said, wasn't long, I had just came out of prayer. And I was calling about something else, and it wasn't then, it was something else. And And I just tell that lady, you can't sit there and be preaching the word and you lying to yourself and lying to everybody else. But God will let you use some examples. I didn't know it's going to let me use this one, but amen. You talk to yourself, tell on yourself, amen. I said, you ask them a question, they turn around and ask you a question with a question. Because it's bad, you know, communication. They might not understand what I'm saying. I don't understand what they're saying. And I said, all I'm asking you is for the number. That's all I'm asking you for. Well, and what's your name, address, and all that. I said, what? I don't need all that. I'm just asking a simple question. And I thought to myself, didn't I just not come out of prayer? Whatever. Talking like that? And I said, Lord, I understand. I see what you're doing. I talked to the Lord like that. I said, patience, patience, patience. Help me, Lord. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Because they got to have a job, whether I understand them or not. They got to have a job. It's like everybody else had one. And God, sometimes he will allow something. I'm using it for them. He will allow whatever that same situation keep rubbing you and rubbing you because there's something in you he want to get out of you. Amen? If you then sometimes we can't see ourselves unless we get in this word. A lot of times we think that it's the other person. And truth be told, if you let God show you, you got some problems just like the person that you're dealing with. I know nobody can't get no help in here tonight. Amen? We might say, oh, no, I don't. Yes, you do. If you keep going around and around with that person, it's something in you attracting them and y'all attracting each other and you got some issues. Yes, you do. And God going to show you too. He'll show you. Amen? When you look at that person, you're going to say, ooh, I can't stand that. But Lord, like, well, you better get it off of you because you got some of that. Amen. Amen. So that's why I say don't hide yourself from yourself. God show you, you got problems. Amen. You got issues and stuff. You go off at a drop of a hat. Amen. He's showing you that so you can get it together. And you fast, you start seeking God over them problems. Amen. So it says, it says, then shall thy light, in other words, if you do all these things and fast the proper way, what he's saying in verse 8, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Amen. And he says, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. You're going to see breakthroughs in your prayers. You're fasting, seeking God the correct way. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. Verse 10 said, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. In other words, that light, all the things you've been praying about that you don't understand, obscurity means that I just don't have a clue. I don't understand if some things are like puzzle. They're uncomprehensive. I don't understand, Lord, what is this going on in my life? I can't make sense of it. But after you get through seeking the Lord with fasting and praying, it'll open up like a light. Like you walked in a room, it was dark in there, you turned the light on. So there's so many good reasons to fast. In other words, your darkness shall be turned into light. We have a lot of things in our life. I have things in my life. We have things that are puzzling to us, don't make sense. God don't want us to stay in the twilight zone, so to speak. He wants to seek him for answers so we can come out, but he can reveal some things to us. Amen? So the fasting is good for so many reasons. And verse 10, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness, that's what I was saying, your darkness is going to be turned into noonday. Your darkness is going to be turned into light. And that last verse saying, the Lord shall guide thee continually. God's going to continually to guide you and satisfy thy soul in drought. And make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and they shall, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. In other words, God's going to, in other words, he began to take you through and give you those breakthroughs. Then you're going to be able to help others. You're going to be like a water garden helping other people. Amen? And we I'm just going to read this last scripture. It's not long at all. Then we're done with this lesson. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21. And it says, and we already have been all the way through that, just kind of reiterating it. It said, how bad this kind goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. This kind of deliverance that you need, this kind of breakthroughs that you need, is not going to come by no other way but fasting and prayer. If you've been praying about something for a long, long time, you don't see no results with it, just start putting some fasting with it. And when you fasting unto the Lord. Amen. You're giving God your time on your fast. And, you know, even if you're working, you're still trying to keep your mind on the Lord, keeping pulled to the side. Amen. Because when you're fasting and when you're praying along with your fasting, it really helps you to get through your fast a lot better than you just going on the fast and don't pray at all. You go on a fast and don't pray at all. Most times you don't even feel like you're fasting. Matter of fact, you've been stuck a burger in your mouth in a heartbeat. You'll break that fast so quick because you're not praying on it. Amen. You got to pray through. When you're praying, you got to pray through. Amen. These little me prayers, they just don't last a long time. They don't get you where you need to get. Now, I realize sometimes we're on the run as the Lord bless us throughout this day, but all your prayers shouldn't be so minute, so they're just so just for a minute. They said just for a minute. That's just not enough information. That you need. You need more than that. You need some directions on what I need to do about this. What I need to do about that. You need some answers. So we thank the Lord and we're done. Just give the Lord a great big hand praise. We tried to get through that as quick as we could. Amen. Thank the Lord for all things and everything.